lies, voting, and democracy. It is very clear to me that we are in the process of losing our 233-year-old experiment in democracy. The Republican Party, led by Donald Trump, is attempting to systematically unravel our nation's democracy and replace it with a one-party government that can remain in power indefinitely. The very foundation of a healthy democracy relies on truth. That truth includes people believing that their vote counts and trusting in the electoral process. Donald Trump and members of the Republican Party are sowing seeds of doubt in that very democratic foundation. Signs are everywhere of this dismantling, and the backbone of the withering away of our democracy involves lies, lies, and more lies. Trump, months before the 2020 presidential election, told his followers at his rallies that he could only lose because of fraud. Well, lose he did, and Trump cried foul and claimed Biden had stolen the election, despite his inability to put forth one shred of evidence of election fraud. The election lie continued, and Republicans throughout our country took up that lie. Because of that lie, over half of the House Republican members refused to certify Joe Biden's election victory on January 6, 2021. That same day, Trump, based on that lie, incited the Capitol insurrection. Since that January 6 insurrection, Republican legislatures in states like Arizona and Georgia have passed restrictive voting laws based on that lie. Those laws make it more difficult for people who tend to favor Democratic candidates, like people of color, to vote. As we approach this year's midterm election, over 300 Republican election deniers are on ballots across our nation. Many refuse to say whether they will accept the results of their election if they lose. Hundreds more Republican candidates refuse to answer when asked if Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election. A day after President Trump's 2017 inauguration, I sat down and wrote the following. Adolf Hitler, as he was solidifying his power, was quoted as saying, "If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed." Within a year of Hitler and his Nazi party coming to power in Germany, control of all forms of communication, newspapers, magazines, public meetings, movies, and radio occurred. The Nazi Party, under the direction of Hitler and his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, determined what information Germans were exposed to, and most of that information involved obfuscation of the truth and outright lies. Misinformation permeated all aspects of communication in Germany, including information about the crowd sizes of Hitler's rallies. Hitler considered himself a demagogue, and there are many things demagogues fear. At the top of the list is when the masses start seeing them as just another ordinary leader. Hence, the common practice of convincing the public that crowd sizes are huge at rallies and other public ceremonies. Goebbels was very adept at putting out that misinformation. Saturday was President Trump's first full day in office, and I thought about the Hitler quote as I listened to our new president give a speech to CIA agents, a speech in which he insisted that 1 million to 1.5 million people attended his inauguration. You might be wondering what the hell Trump was doing talking about his inauguration crowd size at the CIA. Well, that's what a narcissistic wannabe demagogue does. Later in the day, I thought about the Goebbels quote as I watched the new White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, give his 5-minute diatribe to the press corps. During those few minutes, Spicer excoriated the press for putting out inaccurate statistics about the number of people who had attended the inauguration. According to Spicer, Trump's swearing-in ceremony had the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration. And this morning, I thought about both quotes as I listened to Kellyanne Conway, Trump's senior aide, on This Week with George Stephanopoulos back up Spicer's lies when she argued that Spicer had not lied but had presented alternative facts about the size of the inauguration crowd. The German people of the 1930s had no access to alternate information that countered the Nazi lies. There were no cell phone cameras, no TV cameras, no helicopter photos, no satellite imagery. Today, of course, it is different. We live in a technological age that provides us with all that and more. The National Park Service does not put out estimates of crowd sizes for presidential inaugurations, but visual photographs comparing President Obama's 2009 inauguration attendance estimated at 1.8 million people with President Trump showed Friday's inauguration was far smaller. These photos were refuted by Spicer and Conway. I guess they think all 300 million plus Americans are blind. During the election season, Trump was prone to spewing misinformation and lies. Now as president, he has his propaganda people in place, and that will make it more difficult for Americans to distinguish fact from fiction. In Nazi Germany, the government was the media. Fortunately, that is not the case in the United States, given our First Amendment. Consequently, the Trump propaganda team is hell-bent on discrediting the media any way it can. Americans should get ready for a continued barrage of misinformation and lies. Black will be turned into white. Up will become down. Left will be right. That is, of course, unless our media people have the skill, the intestinal fortitude, and the perseverance to take a stand against the Trump administration's propaganda. That media must engage in its own barrage of truth and balanced perspectives. Even that won't be enough if the American people buy into the Trump administration's lies. Our 228-year-old democracy rests upon our desire to care about the truth and care about our democracy. To get a clear picture of what the future might look like if we fail to value truth and democracy, I suggest reading George Orwell's Animal Farm. Well, we are now less than 2 weeks away from the 2022 midterm election. Voters have a choice to make, a choice that I believe is the most important of my lifetime, whether we want to keep our democracy or lose it. Republicans throughout the country no longer care about our 233-year experiment in democracy. They prefer to perpetuate lies in their attempt to gain power at the state and federal levels. A vote for any Republican outright election denier or for those Republicans who skirt the issue is a vote to put another nail into the coffin of American democracy. Recent polls show that most Americans are concerned about losing our democracy, but that many are more concerned about the current inflation rate. For sure, inflation is hurting many Americans, but it is a problem we have faced often throughout our history. It is a temporary problem that will be solved. If we lose our democracy, it will be extremely difficult to get it back. Think about that as you ponder who you'll vote for in this midterm election. Thanks for listening to this edition of You Gotta Be Schmitten Me, and don't forget to vote.